Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I've got to say I'm delighted to be joined by Angel Fernandez himself. Angel, you were obviously out of Saudi Arabia, you're here in Liverpool for Big Phrase. But I just want to go back to 2 weeks. Obviously, you were in the corner, you were there for the whole 12 rounds of that fight, Joshua and Usyk. Just talk to me about the fight itself and how well Joshua did in that rematch.
I can't go and say like too many like good things, because at the end of the day we wanted the win. You know, the whole team was confident, the whole team done what he needed to do, you know, in order to get that win. We didn't get in the end, and it's disappointing. You know, yes, there is improvements, but always been hard on myself, and I don't get to see them little details, you know, like the improvements that he did on that fight, which he had. But you know, all we wanted is the win. So just like the general feeling is disappointing and sad, really.
Well, you said he'd done everything right, but obviously still lost the fight. But could there have been more? Could you have done more? Could you put the pressure on early? Because obviously the ninth round, we've seen what he did. Could he have maybe done that for maybe the first, second, third round going in?
Of course we could have done more, you know, but at the end of the day, that is life, that's present, you know. In the moment present, you could do so many things, and then when you look back, oh God, I could have done this better, I could have done that better. And, you know, as I said on a previous interview, you know, in football, you get the next week to get it better. Boxing on that particular night, one win, one guy won, you know, the fight, and the other one lost the fight. So, yes, we could have done maybe a lot more, but all we have to do is just, like, look at the things, look at the camp, look at the fight which we had, you know, on that night, straight away after that loss, you know, we went back to the hotel, we watched the fight, and we already know what we need to do, you know, for next time.
Obviously, social media, you go on Twitter or Instagram, there's going to be criticism no matter where you go. Now, obviously, coming into the fight, I've seen some comments about the corner saying that Joshua was winning the fight after 3-4 rounds, and they were getting criticism for that. How do you react when you hear criticism for that, and when you were watching the first four rounds, did you believe that Joshua was winning?
Obviously, I don't get to, honestly, and listen, I'm actually saying the honest truth. I don't watch or stop, I don't have Twitter, you know. My Instagram is like, I don't even go into the comments or anything like that. People are going to have opinions regardless, but if you tell me, like, honestly, I don't know who said, like, you know, that he was ahead. You know, I remember, I think it was like the end of round two, I told him that was a good round, you know, we want to see more of that. But if someone mentioned, you know, he was winning the fight by whatever, you have to understand that if the fight would have ended by round nine, we would have won the fight. So the true reality is, somehow, yes, we were ahead. So yes, there is a lot of critics, but you also have to understand the fighter. Some fighters won, like, be harsh on them. Some needs motivation. Some needs other things. So, you know, maybe they told us just to go, just like, listen, just like, keep on going, you know, keep on doing things. You have to understand the fighter, you know, from the outside, from the TV, sitting on the sofa, I could go and say a million things, you know. But the true reality is, you have to understand the person, you have to understand the fighter. And the message is completely different from Fraser to AJ to Kieran or to Richard, you know, or to any other fighter. You know, you have to understand the fighter. So that's what I'm saying.
That being said, obviously, he did get that ninth round. And I remember in an interview, previous interviews before the fight, that you were going for the knockout. But Usyk is Usyk. He's hard to pin down. He's one of them. Heavyweights are more structured fighters. There's less movement on their feet, traditionally.
Yeah.
So Usyk's one of them heavyweights that constantly moves. He moves to his right. His lead foot's on the outside constantly. He knows how to fight an orthodox fighter. How difficult was it for, obviously looking back, you said you watched the fight back with Joshua. What did Joshua say? Was it difficult for Joshua just to pin him down and get them shots off?
It's just, yeah, sometimes, like, you know, even from the corner, I could go and say, like, oh, let's do it this way, let's do it that way. But at the end of the day, it's the fighter in there in front of a man that has lost before. You know, everyone talks about the skills, everyone talks about his technique, everyone talks about his footwork, everyone talks about his movement, you know, his feints, you know, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So for a fighter like Anthony, all these things somehow, you know, it does affect, because everyone, the true reality is putting AJ here and putting Usyk here. Mm. So he might play that part. Yes, he could have done better, you know, in some rounds, 100% he could have done better. But all he has to do, as I said, is like look back into that and reflect, understand, and bring it better next time, you know? Because it's not a technical thing, it's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing. Boxing is a mental thing. So he has to look into that, you know, and just go, you know what, here and here and here, I could have done this, this and that. But at the end of the day, that's past. That was present, you know, at the time. Mm. And we wish we could have done things maybe better, you know, on that night. But listen, we're here, you know, we're the ones that we lost the fight. And the general feeling, as I said, is like disappointing.
You mentioned boxing as a mental thing now. It would be remiss of me not to mention the aftermath with Joshua, obviously with the belts, Usyk's belts, and taking the mic and giving his passionate rant, breakdown, meltdown, whatever you want to call it. But a fight is a fighter, like you said, and boxing is a mental thing. Now, with Joshua, obviously, coming up to the Olympics and being took open down the UK, stadium fights, having his life under a microscope, constant cameras in his face. Yeah. Was that just the boiling point? Was that just the tipping point for Joshua and Saudi?
Obviously, listen, it's a lot of emotions, a lot of pressure on the man, you know, from day one. Regardless, it happened when Ruiz as well, you know, everyone was like, Anthony, even if Anthony goes and find out someone in the top 30, let's say you're like 29 or 30, there will still be pressure on the man. So he lost the fight. He wanted that fight, to win that fight so bad. Mm. And he just could not understand it. And that could have happened to any human being. You know, it could have happened to any human being. Obviously, you could have gone and say, oh, you know, it was Usyk moment, which, yes, it was. But we just saw a man that he wanted really bad that fight, and his emotions come out, and he realized, you know, he got back into the ring, and, you know, he apologized to everyone, and some of the things that he said, you know, is actually true, you know. Like, but again, if he would have done that, if he wouldn't done that, like, people would criticize. So we can't look at what people say or what people doesn't say. So
there was obviously talk about his team taking the mic off him to save him from himself, but get Joshua's a six foot six. I mean, can you imagine you trying to take that mic off Joshua when he's in that sort of state of mind?
In a state that none of us have ever seen him, you know. He just wanted to, maybe on that particular time, just like blame on someone, you know. As I said, it's like easy said than done, you know. Let's see who would have been maybe the first guy, you know, just to go and take the microphone from him, because the true reality, I didn't even realise. I only realised when he came towards the corner and he threw the bells. That's when I go, oh, hang on a second, what's going on here? Mm. So when I just like saw that, I was like, wow. But who is the first man to go and take
I wouldn't.
Yeah, and no one would, because we never have seen that reaction away from him. So when a man is in that state, sometimes he's just like, try somehow to calm it down. Don't go against him, because, you know, the things could have been actually worse. So luckily, you know, it was what it was.
Obviously, switching it now, Robert Garcia. I don't know if you've seen the news about Robert. He said, and we spoke to a Spanish news agency, and he said it was lost in translation, but obviously you speak Spanish, so I don't know if you've read that article when he said something about that Joshua was mentally broken after around 9, going to 10, 11, 12, but he said it was, again, I don't speak, I said in Robert's comments, and he would never disrespect his fighters.
No, so of course not.
You've obviously not read the article, so I don't know.
Obviously, like, you know, he maybe said it maybe not with that intention. You know, at the end of the day, I could say something and just like people's perception would it be completely
different. It's the language
barrier.
I think
it's
Spanish
just probably like
English,
the language barrier as well, you know. It was not mentally broken. It's like on that 10th round, you have to give all the credit to Usyk, because another fighter would have gone that round just to survive and maybe come back strong on the 11th and 12th. And we told Anthony, go strong at him, you know, on the round 10, you know, that man is hurt. But the one came out on that ring, on that 10th round, to fight and push him back was himself. Yeah. So you have to give him a lot of credit for that.
Trying to put a positive note, obviously Joshua's a fighting man. I've seen his Instagram post saying the work's not done and he'll be back and stuff like he's going to work harder and whatnot. So being around Joshua, clearly he still wants to fight again. There's still big fights. He's still the biggest draw in boxing, heavyweight boxing. So what is next for Joshua then?
Next, obviously, you just have to talk to you know, Eddie Hearn. You know, we all had a chat. You know, they're probably going to throw some names up there. You know, look at the names, you know, and rebuild the man. We have to rebuild the man, you know. It's like mentally, technically, physically, you know, look at the things that we have to improve as a team and make them better next time, because we wish we could have done, as I said, you know, better on that night, but it's easy said than done, you know. And we wish so many things, but all we have to do now is just reflect into that and the next fight, you know, make them adjustments.
Obviously, I'll get your thoughts on it then, since you're here. Fury Usyk. Looks like they're going back and forth on Instagram with Tyson is anyway. How do you see that fight going? Styles make fights.
I don't think it will be an easy fight for Tyson Fury. I see Fury winning the fight. As I saw, like, Anthony could win, and he definitely could be. If it's a third fight against Usyk, he'll definitely beat him, because I think he starts to understand now a lot more things, you know. But I believe Fury will win the fight. We just have to focus on ourselves, rebuild AJ, and then hopefully down the line, you know, by the end of next year, you know, we get to see Fury AJ, or God knows, we might see another fight against Usyk, we might see another fight against Andy Ruiz. So there is great fights up there, you know, for Anthony.
Well, and you know, obviously the selfish boxing fan in me, I want to see Joshua versus Fury. I don't think those two men should retire without facing each other again. I don't care if it's for a belt. This is just me being selfish, but I don't care if it's for a belt, no belt, in a stadium, in a small arena, in a town hall. I still want to see Joshua versus Tyson Fury. I think that needs to happen at some point.
Everyone wants to see the fight. You know, even Joshua himself, he wants a fight, and I'm sure Fury do want that fight as well. So it's the fight that everyone wants to see. And as a boxing fan as well, you know, I would love to see that fight as well.
Well, the reason why we're here, big bad Fraser Clark, another heavyweight that you have. He's up against a tough opponent, undefeated, 7-0, 5 knockouts. Big Fraser's doing his thing. Yeah. How's he looking in the gym, and what do we expect tonight?
He's looking good, you know. He's training hard, you know. He's a very disciplined guy, you know. He puts the work. It's an absolute pressure to work with him. Again, you know, we're here to win. We never prepare for a fight to lose a fight. There is yet a lot of work to do, you know, because he's just like came into the pros, and I know he had a long kind of like experience in the WSB, but I'm expecting him to put a good performance tonight.
When you look at the state of the heavyweight division, obviously it's exciting now. We've got Joyce Parker coming up in a couple of weeks. We've got Ruiz and
Ortiz
coming up as well. We've got Wilder and Helenius. Yeah. Wilder's back. Obviously, we just had Usyk Joshua. We're looking like Tyson Fury and Dillian White a few months back. Right now, you've got big Martin Bacoli, who's walking around. He had a good win against Tony Yoka.
Yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned experience in the WSB, the bronze medal in the Olympic Games. Can you push Fraser on a little bit quicker than most because of the experience he has had, or do you think he still has got a learning curve?
He still
needs to learn.
It's still a lot of learning curve, you know, and he understands that. I know a lot of people might want him to rush things, but I'm not here to rush things, you know. As a coach, I have to see what things need to be done, you know, what things need to be improved, you know. I have to speak to him, how do you see this, how do you see that? And it's a lot kind of like, you know, like a house, you know, just like break things down and then just like bring things back up. And these things, unfortunately, in boxing takes time, you know. It's not a thing that it comes out in a week or it comes out in 2 weeks. We only have been together for less than a year, you know, and hopefully, you know, get 2 years, maybe 3 years, you know. I'm not saying like learning curve in 2 or 3 years, but, you know, I would see him being more established, you know, like by year three.
Obviously, you like knockouts. Can we see another knockout by Fraser tonight?
I believe so, yeah.
Good stuff. Angle, thank you so much for
being on
IFL TV.
Man,
I do appreciate it. And I'm sorry for boring you for the AJ comments,
please.
I'm sure.
No, that's fine. It's understandable, you know. But, you know, like, people can have opinions. It's like, at the end of the day, we're all entitled to have opinions, you know. Like, he's a big man himself, you know. And all we have to do is just do our best. That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting that for myself, you know. And the first person that I'm disappointing, you know, in the result, you know, obviously Anthony himself, Robert, the whole team, it's just myself, because how you put through these camps, like mentally, physically, you know, like the understanding that I could go into detail, but I'm not here to feel sorry for myself, you know. I'm just here just like to do the best and give other people, you know, the path to follow, that anyone, you know, can be, just go from nothing to be training one of these great fighters, you know.
And as always, thank you so much for doing this on TV, and good luck tonight with Big
thank
Fraser.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sports Social Podcast Network.